This week on Public Address Science, what on earth is a Gretzel solar cell and why is it such a big deal? Solar energy. In theory, it should be the answer to all our energy problems. Properly managed, more than enough solar energy falls on the roofs of New Zealand houses to provide all our domestic electricity needs. So why don't we make use of it? One problem is that, fairly obviously, the sun only shines during the day, which means that storage batteries are required to provide energy for use at night. The other problem is that the solar cells used to generate electricity from sunlight are incredibly expensive. That's because the raw silicon ingots used for solar cell manufacture require production technology that is astonishingly high-tech, enormously energy-intensive, and therefore mind-bogglingly costly. As a result, a 60-watt solar panel, enough to power a single dim incandescent light bulb, will set you back by around $850. And why would you pay that sort of money when you can get virtually unlimited electricity out of the power lines at a fraction of the cost and effort? But the price of solar-generated electricity is actually coming down. For each doubling of production capacity in the factories that manufacture solar cells, the price has fallen by around 20%. In recent years, that's equated to a price drop of around 5% per annum. So do we just have to wait for a few decades until those shiny solar electricity panels finally become affordable? Not necessarily. A new type of solar cell technology has emerged which looks set to change everything. Gretzel solar cells seem likely to slash the cost of solar-generated electricity. They've actually been around since the early 1990s, but it's only comparatively recently that scientists have been able to get them to work in a reliable manner. One of the research teams at the forefront of Gretzel solar cell technology is the Nanomaterials Research Centre at Massey University. I talked to Dr. Wayne Campbell about what the future might hold for solar energy. I asked him to start by explaining how conventional silicon solar cells are made.
The common silicon solar cells you can buy is basically made from pure silicon ingots, and then it's got to be sliced up into little slices, and then they dope it with a N-type or a P-type dopant to make the actual solar cell, and it forms what they call a P-N junction. When light shines over that junction, you get electron transfer.
Okay, so putting it in very simplistic terms, the energy in the photons of sunlight knocks loose electrons from the doped silicon material, which produces an electric current. In contrast to that, how do Gretzel cells work, and how are they made?
It's a photoelectrochemical cell. It works completely different, really. In a simple sense, you have a dye which absorbs light, excites an electron up into a higher energy part of the molecule. From there, that energy transfers through to a semiconductor. In this case, it's usually titanium dioxide. And from there, it's collected on a transparent conducting surface. It's basically photoexcitation followed by charge separation, and then you get the loop of the electron back to the dye again.
Okay, so the energy from the sunlight is first absorbed into a dye, and then there's a second step where the energy is transferred from the dye into a semiconductor material. And in this case, the semiconductor material is titanium dioxide, which is presumably cheaper to produce than the silicon crystals in conventional solar cells?
It's a very thin layer, so it's very cheap.
And is the manufacture of Gretzel cells a simpler production process than for conventional silicon cells?
Yeah, basically it's screen printing or simple pyrolysis or plasma disposition.
Okay, so I know that your research group has been collaborating with Professor Gretzel, who actually invented the Gretzel cell in Switzerland. What aspects of the technology are you actually looking at?
Our main area is not so much developing the cell anymore, it's just developing a better dye for these cells. The current dyes that are used are quite expensive because they're ruthenium-based, so they're based on a fairly rare metal which would have limited supplies if it was used in large quantities.
So you've had quite a bit of success with your research. What are the advantages of the new Gretzel cell dyes that your team's developed?
It's a lot cheaper to make than the ruthenium dyes because it doesn't have any rare metals. So it's based on the chlorophyll molecule, which is the porphyrin hemoglobin blood, the red molecule in blood. There's no reason for them to be toxic or anything like that afterwards either.
Wow, so basing your dyes on chlorophyll, the chemical that plants use to absorb sunlight, and blood, an energy carrier in animals, that's really a case of science imitating nature. What efficiency are you getting out of the Gretzel solar cells?
The best full of Gretzel cell was with the ruthenium dye, and that's quoted at 10.1%.
Okay, and with the new dye that you've developed?
The latest report is from Gretzel's lab. It's got 7.1%, so we're quite happy with that. It seems to be very reproducible, where some of these other dyes don't always seem to be reproducible. The dye itself hasn't actually been optimised properly in the cell either. They use the electrolytes and stuff that they normally would use with the ruthenium dyes, and we know by modifying things like that, you can actually get a lot more performance out of the cell. We expect even better than 7%, definitely.
Okay, so you've got good efficiency, but not quite as good as normal silicon solar cells, which are around the 9 to 15% range. But of course, your Gretzel cells would end up being much cheaper, wouldn't they? Do you have any feel for the actual cost reduction?
Probably going to be one-tenth the cost, but we don't have any exact figures really at the moment.
That would be a significant cost reduction compared to the slow rate that the price of conventional solar cells is dropping. So even if the Gretzel cells stay at their current efficiency, you're still cutting something like 4/5 off the current price on a per watt basis in comparison to silicon based cells.
Yeah, I mean, a fraction of the cost.
Despite a somewhat lower efficiency, the much lower cost of the Gretzel solar cells is certain to bring about a dramatic sea change in the amount of solar derived electricity in our society's energy mix. Dr. Campbell expects to see Gretzel cells based on the more expensive ruthenium dyes in shops within the next few years, although it may take a while longer before cells with the cheaper chlorophyll-based dyes make an appearance. Either way, the Gretzel solar cells are another important part of the jigsaw of technologies that will be needed to ensure a secure energy future.